The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
All right, let's gather together here for the 9 o'clock hour. The next time we open an hour, the next time we open a broadcast hour of this humble little show, it'll be 7 o'clock right after the 7 o'clock news tomorrow, and right there on the floor will be, so how did the debate work out for you? That is why one element, as we take a listen into a little more of the aftermath there in the Senate Judiciary Committee of the victorious 12-0, would have been 12-10. Democrats could have shown up and they could have been unanimous in their objection to Amy Coney Barrett, but no, they chose to not even show up at all. So we'll take a look at that. And of course, it is debate pregame show, as most of the shows in America will be today. Taking a look at what everybody expects. Here in a nutshell is me, and then let's do phone calls, and then we'll do audio from the Senate. I want the president to be relaxed. I want him to let the game come to him in some regard. I want him to have his usual good humor. But do I want some energy and outright aggression? That sounds bad. Do I want him to aggressively go after Biden on policy and on honesty? Honesty on influence peddling and money grubbing with regard to his son's Ukrainian and Chinese adventures? And clarity on court packing, which they're totally going to do. They're totally going to do. Amy Coney Barrett will be, you know, she'll replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg's the vacancy there and will be the 9th Supreme Court justice. And if Biden wins, and if God help us, he has a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, look for a 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th Supreme Court justice. That's what court packing is, increasing the number of the Supreme Court opportunistically and advantageously to your side so that you can thwart what has up till then been the will of the people through the normal process. It cannot be allowed to happen. And I want President Trump jumping in with both feet on this. I feel as though the muting of the microphones won't be a big issue. Will it be weird if Biden gets the first question and actually talks for 2 minutes and Trump doesn't say anything? Or if he does say something like way off mic, like, that's totally a lie. This is not true. You're the Sleepy Joe. We can, you know, you, I know you can hear me. I know you can. Yeah, so it's Kristen Welker's mic will be open. Joe's mic will be open. What are they, 20 feet apart? I don't even know. But I think that's, I don't want to say it's been overblown, but I don't think that'll be much of a point. The candidates will have their 2 minutes of purportedly uninterrupted time, and then they'll get to mix it up back and forth. And then let Trump be Trump. Release the hounds. Let's go. And so let's see. Oh, and by all means, follow me in the world of social media. It's like a viewing party. It's like having me over at your house, but I'm not eating your food. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis from a couple of minutes before the debate through the entire spectacle. And a little bit thereafter. I don't stick around for like an hour and a half of listening to people talk about what I just saw. Got to get to bed. Got to get ready. Got to be tanned, rested, and ready for that. God, it's Friday already. Friday show tomorrow. Woohoo! It's the passage of time. The passage of time. All righty, let's pass time with some callers. 866-660-5759. We are in Addison. Hi, David. Good Thursday morning. How are you?
Good morning. Love your show, Mark.
Love you.
Hey, listen, I think if President Trump is going to bring up Hunter Biden's laptop, that he should do it very precisely and with questions that Biden can't answer. And I have two.
Yeah.
The first one would be, it was the big guy referenced in your son's laptop that mm-hmm. is in possession of the FBI and been verified to be authentic, mm-hmm. you or President Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, 'cause that pretty much puts him on the hook right there. It's hard to, you know, deny that that thing is authentic, that it mm-hmm. is verified and everything else. The second question would be, was President Obama aware that you were making millions of dollars peddling influence through your position as vice president to the White House and through your son Hunter and other family members?
Those are superb. Those are absolutely pointed questions that will never come from Kristen Welker, so they must come from Trump. And so you're right in two ways. Number one, in divining those two very good questions, and also predicting that there will be no answer forthcoming from Joe. He will sweep aside all of this as smears, as personal attacks, when it's nothing of the kind. They are basic questions about honesty and foreign entanglements. So that's going to be a big part of the headlines of tomorrow morning. David, superb crystal ball. Thank you. We are in Waco. Brian, hey, Mark Davis, welcome. Happy Thursday.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I want to get your thought on something. And then I had a quick question on about your Twitter account.
Sure.
So the vacancy of the roll call, I'm just wondering, and I'm hoping someone a lot smarter than me is already working on this, but don't you think that would make an amazing political ad to have the roll call going and nobody sitting there?
So, okay, for Trump or for Senate Republicans or for whom?
I guess just in general, but yeah. I'm just thinking just to show the snottiness of these people.
Yeah, so let's produce that ad here on the fly. Literally in the last hour, the roll call was taken and every Republican voted aye. And then they went down the roll call of Democrats. Ms. Feinstein,
right.
Mr. Leahy, Mr. Durbin, Mr. Whitehouse, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Coons, Mr. Blumenthal, Ms. Hirono, Mr. Booker, Ms. Harris. And it was just a moment of literal moment of silence. And the message, I guess, is, they couldn't even show up to do their jobs when things didn't go their way. So it's just some. I'm all in. You need senators who will show up even when the going gets tough. Vote Republican. Keep the Senate red.
Right, exactly.
Look at you. You're a consultant. You got a gift for this. You're awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate it very much. 866-660-5759. Okay, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, after the 12-0 unanimous vote of the people who were, in fact, there.
She was arguably the most impressive judicial nominee that I've ever seen in any of these hearings. And I've been watching them intently since I was a kid.
Oh, my. It's the difference between me and Mike Lee. When I was a kid, I was drawing space rockets and building mud forts. He's watching just Senate hearings. Hey, I came around to it.
Judge Barrett is going to make an absolutely outstanding Supreme Court justice. And the American people will be really lucky to have her on the bench. It is a shame that our colleagues on the other side, having failed to lay a glove on Judge Barrett during the hearings, have chosen to walk out on this process.
You know, and is that even smart? And smart being a loaded term, because wouldn't this have been just another opportunity for more posturing? Wouldn't this have been a more opportunity for a better opportunity, a more opportunity? Must have words to make point. Wouldn't this be another opportunity, for Patrick Leahy to, mumble from his laptop, for Dick Durbin to complain, for Sheldon Whitehouse to engage in more gamesmanship, for Amy Klobuchar to erode even more of her threadbare likability, for Richard Blumenthal to creep us out even more, for Mazie Hirono to attempt to craft sentences in the English language, for Cory Booker to engage in more Spartacus dramatizations, for Kamala Harris to make an argument that, hey, maybe I should be vice president or president soon thereafter. A missed opportunity for free TV time? Huh? I don't know, man. I can't, you know, you be you. I can't make their decisions for them.
And in so doing, walk out on the American people. This is...
Gosh, there's the ad. There's the ad the gentleman just mentioned. When the Senate walked out on the American people.
Ad.
Democrats did anyway.
But in context, it's not really that surprising. I suppose we should be grateful that a walkout is all the Democrats will do to Judge Barrett today. Not all nominees have been so lucky.
Wow.
This is an important point for those watching these proceedings who might be tempted to believe the pious pearl-clutching and performance art of the media and the minority party about this particular nomination. I'd like to take a few moments to set the record straight about the history of this process. And
that's all good. I actually did see this. It's basically the nuts and bolts of how it tends to go when the president and the Senate are of the same party, in which case the nomination happens, when the president and the Senate are of different parties, in which case the nomination does not happen. Let's pause, take some more of your calls, a little more debate preview. Ted Cruz gets the talking stick here in just a little bit. That's always worth listening to. And here we are. So we got 9:20, 40 minutes of show left. What will we make of it? 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. It is Thursday in progress. Little young Dubliners and mama. Okay, I'm at the point of the show where if I don't get to stuff, I'm not going to get to stuff. And I wake up with all these wonderful ideas. I go to bed with all these wonderful ideas and things that I have earmarked and stuff I want to get to. And then y'all start calling me and stuff. I just get totally waylaid and sidelined. But I'm kidding. It's always a joy. And I start out with X number of things. And if I get to half of them, it's a good day. But this is one that I absolutely wanted to do. We have talked a little bit on the show lately about a gentleman named Jason Whitlock. Jason ain't no conservative, okay? He is a sports columnist, and he operates right now at Outkick.com. And he is he did a lot of anti-gun stuff some years ago and caught the ire of conservatives for that. And yet, he also is not a screaming lib either. And the interesting take that Jason Whitlock has had, and not just in the world of sports, but the intersection between sports and culture and race and politics, because Jason Whitlock is a very proud black man. He just thinks that this anthem kneeling Black Lives Matter stuff is nonsense. You know, I mean, the group and the Marxism and the anti-familyism and all of that. He has also noticed the validity, also noticed by rappers from 50 Cent to Ice Cube. I don't think Snoop's coming over. I don't think that's happening. But so I guess that'll sometimes get you some White House interview time. And Jason Whitlock yesterday spoke to the president.
We've seen Ice Cube work with you
right,
guys.
That's right.
50 Cent, another
right.
popular rapper,
right.
endorsed you.
I've
Kanye.
Heard that. Yes.
Are we seeing a turn where people are starting to evaluate you on your record and policy and performance rather than personality?
I think so. And I think what else has happened is for 100 years, the Democrats have had the black vote. 100 years. I mean, it's been forever. And they look at Baltimore, look at Oakland, look at all these places that are doing horribly. And I think a lot of people are saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not right. We've been, you know, automatic. It's almost like, I don't know why they keep going. It's a habit. It's almost a habit to vote for a Democrat. And now you have a lot of people going into the Republican Party. Black representatives. You have a young woman in Baltimore, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. I don't know if she can she win or not because, you know, it's like almost 100% Democrat, but it shouldn't be.
And that was and this was a fantastic interview. And then Whitlock was on with Tucker last night talking about that. I might duck into that. And we got Senator Ron Johnson talking about laptop issues and I wanted to do, there was one local school story that I wanted to do, too. The Birdville ISD, Ben Russell at Channel 5, had a piece about how they are noticing everything. If there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs, right? I've told you that a million times. That if you do more of something, you get less of something else. So more virus mitigation in our schools, more keeping the kids at home so they don't get the COVID. I get it. But schooling and grades and attendance have become a disaster. And there was one a peek into one school district looking into that. So I think let's try to get to all of that. And of course, your calls as well as we proceed into our home stretch half hour. 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 930, 660 AM. The Answer. Little Vaughn Brothers. Out. Is that Bo of Bo and Jim fame? Look at that. Excellent. As well it should be. 866-660-5759. Anytime we can get extra work to my DFW radio compadres, glad to do it. All right, let's do phone calls. And then I guess I probably do want to dip into that that Jason Whitlock chat on Tucker last night and everything else I just mentioned. But first, let's do some phone action. We're in San Angelo. Charlie, hey, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. It's Women Named Charlie Week on the show. I had one yesterday, too. Good for you.
How funny.
or not. I don't know. No, nice, I mean, nice to have you.
I love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
But I was calling to touch base on something you said earlier about the campaign signs and the voting signs up by the polling stations. And I agree with you. I wouldn't think that that would persuade a voter one way or another, because if you know who you're voting for, then it's not a big deal. But I was thinking about all the people that don't watch politics or don't listen to the news as much. They want to vote for someone that they've heard of or they've seen the name. So in that sense, I think the signs kind of persuade it one way or another.
And if you think about the polling places, because we have our polling place that's close to our house. But if you do any kind of driving around, you drive by 15 polling places a day. And if they are all festooned with Biden signs and not much Trump, it's like, wow, what gives? What's going on with our side? Mm-hmm. And Rhonda just told me that what some of the strategies going on, because the reason Charlie's here about this, we had a couple of calls about signs. A guy called from McKinney, said that there weren't any Trump signs at his polling place and didn't, you know, dispirit him. But he was just kind of scratching his head and wondering. And she tells me that there are some locations where they're going and gathering up. You know what? He was there early in the morning. So maybe this was the case. A lot of and I probably need to have them there by 7 a.m. when people show up. But a lot of the Republican folk are gathering up the Trump signs late at night so that they're not pilfered at 2 o'clock in the morning and then coming back and replacing them first thing in the morning. So and how sad that we have to do that.
Right. That's horrible, but
yeah, welcome to 2020.
At this moment, I guess.
that is it. Charlie, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Women Named Charlie Week on the Mark Davis Show. Perhaps it's time to welcome 80s country icon Charlie McLean. All righty. Who the other female? Kelly McGillis was Charlie in Top Gun, right? God, how do I know that? And will we ever see that? And you know, it's funny. Top Gun, total chick flick, but it's got planes, you know, so that's kind of cool. It's a good movie. It was fun, cheesy 80s fun. And they got the remake going, right? And, you know, when we ever walk into a theater again, have any of you been to a movie theater? There are a couple of them are open, aren't they? That's just, man, strange times. All right, 866-660-5759. Jason Whitlock, who we just heard in the interview with President Trump. Here he is, here he is on talking on Tucker last night.
100% Democrat, but it shouldn't be.
Jason Whitlock of OutKick did that interview. We're happy to have him on tonight. Jason, thanks for coming on. What'd you think? What struck you about what he said?
Well, I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly, I think, with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump, that we didn't celebrate him in hip-hop music for decades, that he wasn't friends with countless black athletes, entertainers, celebrities. Look, in a part of this interview that will air in full tonight on OutKick, he mentioned that at one point he and Jesse Jackson were friends. And then he's like, Jesse Jackson may still say positive things about me. So there's been a
I'm thinking not. But perhaps back in the day.
Raid, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump. And that facade is starting to end. And I think that's why you've seen the rapper Ice Cube, you've seen 50 Cent and Kanye start reaching out and acknowledging the truth that they really don't have a problem with Donald Trump.
Interesting.
I wonder if that's part of the reason that from day one, 5 years ago, when Trump announced, his opponents zeroed in this Trump is a racist thing. Because I remember polling from 2000 when he flirted with running that showed that black men, not black women so much, but black men specifically, kind of like Trump. And maybe that's why they went after him that way.
Tucker, look, I'm someone that grew up during the hip-hop at its beginning. And if you go listen to hip-hop music and what black men and our mentality, it's just not that inconsistent with President Trump. And so, yeah, do I think they have feared that? Look, the masculinity of Trump, he represents the patriarchy. He's not politically correct. Those are things that a lot of black men can relate to. And it's not really surprising to me that he's starting to make headway in that direction.
All right. How much headway? Now, in the interview there with Jason Whitlock and President Trump, he mentioned the lady running in Baltimore, and that would be Kim Klasick. This is someone you need to check out. Kim is probably going to lose huge in that 7th congressional district in Baltimore that used to be Elijah Cummings. She's running against longtime familiar figure Kwesi Mfume. But you just never know. And I found a piece of local journalism there in Balmer on the big WBAL Channel 11. And there's an ad, and then it looks at her a little bit. The ad is called Kim Klasick Walks Real Baltimore.
I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty and crime.
Kim Klasick has a lot to say and a lot of ways to say it, and people are paying attention.
District 7 is broken, but it's not out of hope. We have all seen the ads, but get to know me. I'm a mother. I'm a leader. I'm a fighter. You are stronger than you know, and I want you to know this. We are stronger together.
A viral campaign ad with millions of views, an active Twitter page with 500,000 followers, a speaking slot at the Republican National Convention.
The days of blindly supporting the Democrats are coming to an end.
And frequent guest appearances on Fox News.
That is absolutely true, Sean.
This Middle River Republican activist, mom, and nonprofit founder is elevating her national profile as she campaigns for Maryland's 7th District U.S. House seat, a Democratic stronghold, on a message that includes failed Democratic leadership.
Joe Biden believes we can't think for ourselves, that the color of someone's skin dictates their political views. We're not Biden allies anymore. You and your party have neglected us for far too long.
Online and on her YouTube page, Klasick highlights high-profile GOP endorsements, including President Donald Trump and his son, Donald Trump Jr.
The GOP is thriving in Baltimore City, and Kim is at the forefront.
In YouTube videos, viewers see Kim Klasick as an enthusiastic supporter of President Trump's re-election and economic revitalization plan, a working mom in the middle of a congressional campaign,
a regular person can run for office and make waves on social media and get to where they need to be. And maybe this is the first step to getting big money out of politics. This might be it, guys.
Asking voters to send her to Washington so she can challenge the establishment, enact term limits, and install stronger oversight of federal funds.
And that's just these wonderful conservative precepts coming out of this young African-American woman. It's great. So if you want to enjoy some of her home stretch of her campaign, 7th Congressional District of Maryland, Kim Klasick, K-L-A-C-I-K. Check her out. All right. So I mentioned Ben Russell on Channel 5 went into the Birdville ISD, what the storyline yesterday was that they've canceled end of semester testing. They just got to get kids caught up on just regular school stuff because they've missed so much time.
Now, they need that time to be spent on teaching, not on testing. They're going back over material, going way back into last year, and not pushing ahead to teach this year's material until the previous material is down pat, and they need as much classroom time to do that as they can get.
I really wanted to continue to focus our value on instruction.
This is Mark Thomas of the Birdville ISD.
And by putting fall exams in there, you lose days for reviews, you lose multiple days for testing. We're doing a lot of assessment already, have been since our students have been back. And so we just wanted to focus on that valuable instruction time.
The Birdville parents we spoke with are in support of this. They do acknowledge that at some point, testing will have to happen, if only to tell teachers exactly how far behind the kids are and just how much they need to learn to catch up to where they're supposed to be.
Indeed. So there. This is every day. We talk about stuff in the news every day. And obviously, and this is the soundtrack of people's lives. This is an everyday thing in any household that has a school kid. It's brutal. As I've said three times today, there are no solutions, only trade-offs. And so all these things we do supposedly to protect kids by, keeping them out of school has an enormous cost in their actual educations. And let's see here, last couple of minutes, how much of the debate tonight is going to be laptop, Hunter? How much of it do you want to be? Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson was talking about that on Hannity last night.
Are completely ignoring it, and that's a scandal in and of itself. But no, from our own standpoint, as we continue to validate and verify, based on the emails that are emerging now, all we have found is verification. We haven't found any discrepancies. We check Secret Service travel records. Sure. Those tie out to the different travels. One thing we noticed is that sounds like Hunter Biden stopped Secret Service protection in July 2014, and yet they were talking about buying a couple tickets for Secret Service protection in 2015. So we've got another letter out to the Secret Service trying to get to the bottom of that as well.
So it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, and the default settings are on display. And the default settings are: liberal America says this is all concocted. This is all a smear. There's nothing to this. There's no there. Conservative America is all hopped up and going, here he goes. It's proof that Biden's a crook. All right. Here's what we objectively have. We got this laptop hard drive, these emails that ask a number of questions about Joe Biden's involvement with his son as the son flitted around the globe in what has the aroma of influence peddling, cashing in literally, politically and perhaps literally financially on his father's last name. And might this have retroactively, and might it in the future have an effect on how Joe Biden deals with China? Has he been compromised in this regard? Those are thoroughly valid questions. I'm not going to sit here and answer them. Only Joe Biden can satisfactorily answer them. My only point is maybe somebody should ask him and actually insist that he answer them. Is that asking too much? The media culture is not going to do it. Perhaps tonight, President Trump will. All right. I've had a song in my head for about 25 minutes, and I'll tell you why and play it for you as we do our exit here next. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. So I walk into WKAZ WQBE Charleston, West Virginia in 1980.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book.
Not long thereafter,
with a woman and a man,
on a top 40 AM and a country FM, cranked out a little Charlie McClain.
Something that you don't understand.
And who's cheating who?
Still you wonder who's cheating who? True.
Shouldn't it really be who's cheating whom? But let's not split grammatical hairs. So, Memphis native Charlie McClain to take us out. All righty, everybody, follow me on Twitter at Mark Davis. Do that anyway, but do it in particular today because we can all hang out together for debate night tonight. Oh, my gosh, how's that going to go? We'll all find out together. For producer Rhonda K. Moreland with assistance from Matt Broom today. For Shane Bell, technical guru and musical skills on display at ShaneBellBand.com and on Facebook and Twitter. And news ace Gordon Griffin. I'm Mark Davis. Have a great day. God bless our country, our troops, our families, our flag, our anthem. God bless you, Mr. President. Go get her done tonight. We'll talk tomorrow, 7 a.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer. Mike Gallagher is next.
A heart is on the line each and every time love is stolen.